You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I want to talk about achieving joy in your life, and I'm asking you a serious question. Are you ready to experience joy in all aspects of your life right now? And I find it very interesting because people talk about happiness, and happiness is a very interesting concept. I like to see it as something that's more homogenized than joy truly is, because joy to me is when you are really being authentic and honest and living that life that you want to live and not having skeletons in the closet and being part of your life, expecting excellence from yourself, but not beating yourself up, and also accepting everything about you and loving it. And I think when you get to that level, you begin to also piecemeal different areas of your life to creating more joy as well. Meaning that you actually find things in your life that you want to get rid of. You limit your time around certain people. You find other people to spend time with. And you really begin to really invest a lot of your energy into creating that joy factor. And I find this very, very interesting, because when you get to that level of preserving your joy, you've got to literally say, what can I do on a daily basis, on a second-to-second basis, to ensure not only that I'm being joyous in my life and finding that joy, but also radiating that and allowing other people, just by being around me, to feel even more joyful in their day-to-day life. You know, the first thing that I've realized, that if you're ready for joy in your life, one of the first things you can begin to do is to just allow yourself to be happy. You know, oftentimes because of drama and stress in our life, and I think there's a little bit of that desire to always look like you're under pressure. And I don't know if you've ever seen Seinfeld, but there was a funny episode a long time ago where one of the characters, every time they saw him, he just looked perturbed and upset and angry all the time. And it made everybody feel like he was like working 150 hours a week. And they were just like, man, you know, you're really killing it, you know, on this work. And I think a lot of times in our society, we feel as though we can't act like we're happy because it might actually make us look like we're not working or not putting in our just due. And it's interesting how when you really do look around, a lot of people just look disgruntled and angry. And we have a tendency of thinking, well, they must be really overworked. And I think sometimes we feel like we can't portray our true happiness. And so right now, I ask you to allow yourself to be happy. And what I mean by that is not like throwing all your cares away and not showing up to work and doing whatever you want to do. Instead, I'm talking about honestly finding that true happiness factor in your life. Not everything has to be stressful. Not everything has to be drama. And once we allow ourselves to feel a certain way, we can begin to feel comfortable in our own skin being truly happy. And I know some people out there are like, what do you mean? We have to just allow ourselves to be happy. But to some degree, it's true. I don't know about you, but when you've dealt with something in the past where you hadn't forgiven a situation with somebody, somebody did you wrong and you hadn't forgiven them, you hadn't forgiven the role that you played, you hadn't forgiven yourself, you haven't forgiven their role that they played, and it's like that harbored anger that keeps us from being happy. And it's interesting how you can think about the situation over and over again. And I know that in some past shows I've talked about a couple of things that happened in my past that really, really, really hurt me and upset me. And there was one situation that took place in my past where I bailed someone out over and over again, financially, mentally, emotionally, everything. And there was all these promises, and there was never any follow-through. And eventually, when they got to a point where they could actually help me, they took off. And there was several years of anger when there was something that I couldn't take care of or I couldn't afford based on the money that I had already loaned this person. There were several years of feeling mentally victimized and abused. And I think that when we stay in that place, it's true. If you stay in that place of thought and feeling, you cannot be happy. You can't move on, because you're in that situation playing out that feeling and that emotion on a day-to-day basis. And I know for a fact that I wasn't a very happy camper when every day I woke up, I was thinking about how this person had done me wrong. And I started realizing that, yes, this person had done me wrong, and I was part to blame as well because I was in that situation. But I realized I had to forgive myself for being in that situation. Then I had to forgive that person. I didn't have to forget about it. I didn't have to respect them, but I forgave them in the situation. And then I realized consciously that I'm probably never going to get paid back. Okay? And I had to let it go. And I prayed about it and hoping that eventually this stuff will come back tenfold. And yes, it didn't, overnight didn't make me feel great. I was like, oh, this is great. I feel wonderful. I feel so happy. I feel so light and airy. No, I mean, it took a while. But I had to get that motion going that direction. I had to overcome that anger. It's like that anger sits with you like a stench. And it's like everything in your life is colored with that anger. You begin to mistrust, or you begin to assume distrust in the very beginning. You assume that everybody's going to be a certain way. You go on and assume the worst, all that stuff. And then in the back of your mind, you're still playing out the situation that didn't go the way that it should have in your mind. And it makes you even more angrier. And then you start beating yourself up for, why did I do this? Why was I the idiot that did this? And so then you beat yourself up. And so we're so far from the happiness quotient that we can't even see the forest through the trees. And so that's why I'm saying, if you're ready to experience joy in your life right now, and no questions asked, if you're really ready to experience that joy, we have to allow ourselves to be happy. And that begins by not thinking about the things that have hurt us. It begins by accepting those things, forgiving ourselves for being involved in the situation, because we always do beat ourselves up to some degree. That's just human nature. But then also forgiving the other people, not forgetting, and learning from that experience. Some of the toughest learning lessons that we have can go a long way to saving us in the future, can go a long way to us having an incredible life, but we might have had to learn that in the beginning. You know, I've had clients that have come into my office and their first marriage was absolutely awful. Their first marriage was absolutely awful. And you feel bad for them because they wanted greatness. You know, they believed in the sanctity of marriage. They believed in the process of marriage and they wanted it to be awesome. And it just wasn't. And they had to go through the process of the divorce, and they had to go through therapy and all that stuff. But at the same point in time, one of the caveats that I really express to my clients is, remember, oftentimes when we learn these hard lessons in the beginning, it really paints a picture for us in the future so that we don't make these same mistakes twice. Marriage is an interesting thing too, because marriage, it takes two people to come together to create this family. There needs a necessity for growing together, for understanding other people's perspectives, to doing all that kind of stuff. And so it's more of like a cooperative environment. And when that's not coming together and you're working on yourself and you're all that stuff and you've tried and you tried and you tried and you've given years to it, there comes a time when you say, you know, do I want to live with this for the rest of my life, or can I move on and try again? Because I know that I owe myself more in my life, and I know that I can offer somebody this love and care when this person here will not accept my love, will not accept my care, and probably has a problem on their own finding their own happiness, and probably really don't like themselves either, and they don't really love themselves, so they can't really love you. And I find it interesting that when we overcome some of these issues in our past, when we let these go, divorce is a big one that's hard to overcome, and it's hard to put behind us because a lot of us feel like, well, we feel like failures. We feel like we've failed to some degree, that we haven't done what we were supposed to do, that we couldn't get done what we needed to do, that we couldn't create what we needed to create. And we believe that we're kind of losers or failures in life, when that is just not true. Sometimes certain things cannot be helped. And I find that when we allow ourselves to be happy and we accept our responsibility, but even more so, we realize that a lot of things that happen to us, it's about lessons, it's about learning, it's about moving forward, evolving, and being able to correct our wrongs, but also being able to save us in the future so we don't go down the same path as before. So if there's something in your life right now that you haven't completely forgiven yourself for the involvement and the other people that were involved, it's time to do this at that point, because then and only then can you begin to allow yourself to be happy in your day-to-day life and to put aside the things that you might feel like you did not live up to the level of or didn't succeed, and instead really refocus on the things in your life that you're doing an amazing job creating and inspiring others and being the best you can be. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. You know, I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I'm asking you, are you ready to experience joy in your life? Are you ready to have real joy on a constant basis in your life? Are you ready to experience it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, basically? And sometimes there will be things that pop up that might take away from your joy factor. I totally understand that. And I'm going to be talking about that here in just a few minutes. I had it happen just a couple of days ago. Took me a little off target for a second. I got a little angry about a situation, but I realized immediately that that was not helping me in any way, shape, or form, not only keep my happiness, but also keep that joy factor. When I was talking about before the break, I was talking about allowing yourself to be happy. And that begins by taking things in your life that weren't perfect, that weren't positive, that didn't work out, accepting the situation, forgiving yourself for the involvement, whether it's a breakup or a divorce or a loss of a job or the loss of a family member, whatever that might be, forgiving yourself, overcoming the situation, and moving forward. Because when we live in past situations that weren't of the best situations, we have a tendency of finding fault throughout our entire life. We find fault, we find problems, we get angry, we feel as though the world is got something against us, like we can't seem to get out from behind the eight ball. We feel miserable in its own right, because what we're doing is we're judging ourselves based on something that we were not successful at. And I found that there are things that were just not meant to be. And I also believe that there's things that we're supposed to learn about ourselves through these situations, hence why we have them in our life and why we were impacted by them. And I believe that through these processes, we're able to have a better life if we're able to see the situation for what it is, as a gift of understanding. Like I was talking about before the break about a divorce, certain marriages aren't supposed to work out. Okay. Now, whether or not you could have not married this person and safeguarded yourself and gotten past it and overcome that, you know, that's possible. But it didn't happen that way. So we can't sit there and say should have, would have, could have. But what we can do is refocus our energy and realize, hey, I'm not a bad person for this marriage not working. Okay. And if you put in everything you could and you did everything you could, but at the same time, what did you learn? You probably learned a great deal about yourself, the situation, the things that you will not accept in your life, the things that you're looking for in a spouse. It's amazing the amount of information we learn in a situation that we consider a negative situation. I've been in past relationships before I got married that I learned a wealth of knowledge of things that I did not want to deal with in my life. I mean, I did. Had I not been in those situations, I might not have understood that. I might not have seen that. I might not have understood how important it would be to have somebody with this type of personality, or have somebody with this type of thoughtful character, and vice versa. It's very interesting stuff. And so by going through the process and going through some pain and suffering, I learned what I would and would not accept. And also I learned how to better myself, how to be a better person than I was yesterday, how to be a better companion and friend and everything, because I became a better coworker, friend, family member with myself. And that goes a long, long way. You know, another thing you can begin to do, the second thing, is to limit your exposure to negative people, to that negative aspect. There's a lot of folks out there, unfortunately, who are very negative in nature, who will find ways of putting other people down, who will do this to make themselves feel better, to raise themselves up. And there are angry people, mad people, disrespectful people out there. And how much you spend your time with them will directly relate to your joy level in your life. I'll tell you, honestly, if you're even around them for a few minutes a day, your joy level is being sapped out. Okay, it just is. Okay, I'm not going to try to mince words and say, oh yeah, if you limit yourself to an hour of exposure to a really excessively negative person each day, you'll be fine. Yeah, I don't think so, because negativity at its direct source is usually based on fear. But we don't need to sit there and try to psychoanalyze them. It's not about that, but it's normally based on that. But how much do you want to be around somebody that's negative, that their sole focus is based in a fear-based living arrangement that is surrounded by negativity? How much of that can you be around? How much of that can you digest and ingest on a day-to-day basis and still be joyful? Well, I want to give you an example, because I've realized that it's a very little amount. And the other day, I saw somebody that had, when I consider somebody disrespecting me, they go a long way. They've gone a long way. This person disrespected me by saying in a meeting that I had misrepresented some facts. Had basically called me a liar in a meeting about something. And I had not misrepresented any facts. What I talked about was documented on several websites and in the news. And they tried to use their leverage as being in a position of more power than me to subvert and to basically change what I had said and then argue it and tell people that I was trying to cause fear, which none of this was very true at all. But this person decided to say that. Now, I don't remember the last time I was called a liar. I don't know if it was ever. And I ran into this person yesterday. I saw them. And my first, I usually talk to everybody. That's one of the things I do, is I speak to people, because I show people, hi, how you doing? I see you. And give people, respect to the fact that, I see them and, I want to say hi. And I did not have another option. I did not know what to do. And I did not want to speak either. And for me, that's a very odd deal. Okay, but I wasn't about to give in to this situation. And it kind of sucked, to be quite honest with you, because I was having a very good day as usual. It was a very joy-filled day. And all of a sudden, I could feel this anger and tension. And a lot of it's based on the fact that this person is a very dubious, negative, lying, cheating, manipulative, kind of evil type person. And I don't think it's just the actions of what she did, but I think it's that her whole persona is antithetical to, like, my blood. Like, I can't stand it. And if you've ever been in that situation before, it kind of sucks, because you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, because what do you do? And I figured out the next time I see this person, I'm going to tell them that they owe me an apology and move forward, okay? But I'm not going to hold my breath for anything. And so I ask you right now, if there's a situation that you're in, think about it, that is bugging you with somebody that has done you wrong, is extremely negative, very disrespectful person, I ask you to cut ties with those people as much as possible. Now, if this person is a family member, it can be a lot harder, but limiting your amount of exposure and time is so important to your sanity, but more important to the level of joy that you have in your life. Nobody's going to come back at the end of times and say, you know what, Ashley, I'm really sad that you had to spend time with that person, because your life could have been so much better and it could have been so much more than it was. And sadly enough, you were surrounded by that and brought down on a constant basis. And I hope you peace, in later years. Nobody's going to say that. And if they do, who cares? You've already gotten past the lifetime that you should have been really joyful for. And so to begin to limit that exposure, even if it's mom or dad, okay, limit the amount of time on the phone, limit the amount of time in person, because you owe it to yourself to really refocus your life and understand that when we spend a lot of time with people who are very negative in nature, When we spend a lot of time with people who have a tendency of being disrespectful, who put us down, who put our values down, this is not a good positive place to be at. And what happens is that chips away at your happiness level. It chips away at your joy. And they begin to rub off on you to a degree that you end up missing out on what truly matters. In the situation the other day, just by that person being around for that few minutes that I had to be around them, was I just didn't like it at all. But I realized I can't change seeing somebody on the street. I can't, but I can change the way that I interpret that. I can change the way that I handle that. And when we are truly joyous in our life, we don't allow that to get to us. We might see it. We have already accepted it. We've already forgiven it. We've forgiven ourselves for being in the process. We've forgiven them. We don't forget, and we don't have to respect it. Okay, so even if I get a, I apologize, and even if I don't, I'm not going to trust this person, but I'm going to keep on moving in my life because I realize that having that anger and having that resentment takes me off my point, counterpoint to where I need to be for establishing full-on joy in my life. And I'm not going to give that person that kind of power in my life. Think about it. When we do that, we give them power over us. And so all of a sudden, not only did they screw us the first time, but they're screwing us again because we're letting them take us away from our joy. And I don't have time for that. This person does not deserve any more of my brain energy or anything like that. I'm literally cutting them off, and I am going to stand my ground with that, but I'm not going to get angry when I see them. I'm going to understand that, you know what? There's nothing I can do to change them. I don't need to change them. I'm going to move on. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook and join the conversation. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Are you ready to experience pure joy in your life? Are you ready to actually have a joyous life, to be happy, to feel fulfilled? Are you ready to get to that level? And right before the break, I was talking about, you know, allowing yourself to be happy, but I was also emphasizing the fact of limiting our exposure to negative, angry, and disgruntled, disrespectful people. It's very interesting. A lot of us have these folks in our life, okay? Some of us, we have to go to work and see these people. Others have friends that we call friends that we interact with on a daily basis that are very negative, very angry. And some of us have family members, moms, dads, brothers and sisters who are constantly angry and negative about certain situations. And I find that if you want to truly be joyous in your life, truly be happy and truly be joyous, we have to limit our exposure to these particular people. Because the more you're around it, the more upset, angry, fear-based thought you have. And no matter what, it's still going to kind of, it's going to rub off on you. And I know some of you might say, well, this is a family member that I'm dealing with. This is my mom or my dad. Every time I call them on the phone, there's something awful that's just happened, some new negative situation that I have to help with, some new problem that I have to deal with. And it gets overwhelming, actually. And I understand. But in order for you to have joy in your life, you have to begin to develop boundaries. Boundaries. How much time are you going to spend on the phone talking about these negative situations? How much? And I agree that at this point in time, creating boundaries, limiting your time limit. So if you're used to talking an hour on the phone with your family member who's constantly talking about all the negative stuff that's happening in their life, I ask you to begin to eliminate that down to 20 minutes. Also, after the second negative thing that they've talked about, I like to offer or ask, hey, what's one positive thing that's happened in your life recently? Is there something positive that's going on that you would like to talk about? And in the back of your mind, focusing on the fact that for every two negative things that they say, ask them for a positive thought or suggestion or something that's going on that's very good in their life. What's going to happen here is it's going to change their focus. It's going to pull their focus from the negative focus into a positive focus. And they might think about something that is actually working in their life. Or what happens more than not is they're going to tell you why they need to get off the phone right now, and they're going to talk to you later. Because you're not commiserating with them and you're not giving them that negative energy that they need to continue down this path. And it's true. And that's a big deal, is that when you offer that energy, when you're offering that, they're getting something from that. That's creating something in their life for them. You're giving them that sounding board for them to be really negative. And unless you just enjoy that in your life, which I don't think you do, because to me, enjoyment, part of that enjoy is joy, to be in joy. I don't like to be around negativity. I don't like to think about that. It doesn't make me feel good. It makes my stomach hurt. And so think about it. Even if it's a family member, limiting your exposure to them. If you see them every weekend for 6 hours at a time, and it's just like afterwards you are just beaten down, you've got to start limiting your time with them until you realize how to deal with the situation. Some people say, well, negativity doesn't get to me. Does it really not get to you, or are you just like ignoring the fact that it is getting to you? Because either way, it's getting to you. Some people feel sick or ill. Other people like lose their desire to continue, to be productive, to be successful. Sometimes it can slow people down and make them inactive, unable to make the next move, unable to focus on the next challenge in life. And so one of the biggest things you can do, besides allowing yourself to be happy, opening that option, allowing that option to be, saying, hey, I can't have this. If I want it, I want it now. This is what I want. The next thing is to limit that exposure to people that do not allow themselves to be happy. Because that's exactly what that is. They are not allowing themselves to be happy. And if you spend time with them, more time than you should, you're accepting their concept of life, which is, I'm not going to allow myself to be happy. Which life to me is short and long, and I would like to be joyous and happy throughout the process. And so the last thing that I want to do is to be surrounded by that negativity that makes me question everything in my life. You know, the next thing that you can begin to do right now that will change your life forever in a positively impact you is to find folks with similar values. Find the folks with similar values. And what this does is, instead of having to defend your values or defend your position in communication on a constant basis, instead you are expressing and expanding upon your values. And this goes a long way to feeling encouraged, to feeling connected, to feeling communication and connectivity with other people, to feel as though and to know that you are being heard, that what you feel matters. And that's what's so important here. And so if you can begin to find folks with similar values, and I'm not saying to cut yourself off to anybody with a different value system. No, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying when things really, truly matter to you, and I'll give you some good examples. Like, for example, if you are a big time proponent of a family, and that families are supposed to be together, and you're supposed to take care of your kids, and you know, you're supposed to care, and you're supposed to grow together, then you need to spend other times with other people who also put value into family. Because if you don't, and you spend time with other people who do not value the family, who are constantly going out and doing their own thing and spending little time at home, what's going to happen is you're going to end up falling into that situation and devaluing what you value. Or you're going to find fault with that, or they're going to find fault with you. So why not find other people that believe in the value of the family so that you can grow together instead of grow apart or find fault? Another thing that I find a lot of people have an issue with is faith. They believe in God, and they have this faith, and they have a tendency of spending time with people that do not believe. And, you know, people have the right to all of their beliefs. That's fine. But if you're over there defending your belief system with people that don't believe, you're going to be kind of hitting your head against a wall. Okay. And it's going to be overwhelming after a while because the things that are most important to you in your life, you don't have anybody to talk to about it. What does that make you feel? Lonely. It makes you feel lonely, unheard, kind of sad. And loneliness is not something that you want to be at. And the coolest thing is sharing. It's awesome to be able to share something, an amazing experience that happened to you without having to defend it. Okay. A good example of that is, let's say, like, you know, you looked up to the sky and you saw this, you know, triple rainbow. Okay. And, you know, there's a leprechaun, whatever. Okay. And you go to tell somebody and they're like, yeah, right. Whatever. Come on, man. I mean, you saw what? And so you've had this great epiphany happen, this great moment in time happen that you've put a lot of weight into, and you tell somebody and they just don't believe you. Or they find you crazy or stupid or something. And that really just takes away from the experience because you're trying to share that, but this person thinks you're crazy. And also, as you're trying to defend yourself, it takes away from the glory and the awesomeness of the experience itself. Wouldn't it be better on the flip side to be around people that were like, wow, that's really cool. Tell me more about that. You know, I'm interested in hearing more about that. That's awesome. So when did this happen? Tell me more. Instead of, yeah, right, that didn't happen. I don't believe you. You're going to have to prove it to me. Prove it? Uh-uh. It's better when you're around people that actually get you and understand you and have that value so that you are expanding in thought, not digressing, not having to defend. It goes a long way because all of a sudden you're mentally and emotionally, you know, driven, and you feel good, and you have that connection, and you're growing together and inspiring, and it's just that awesome feeling that you don't get when you're in the realm of defense of a situation and trying to defend that what you are saying is real, when in reality, yeah, it's real to you. Other people should experience that as well, instead of you having to say, hey, no, it really did happen. You know, it's interesting when we go through life and we realize that we can be joyful and we can be happy, we begin to create choices and pick new choices in our life that we used to not pick. We realize that everything that we do directly relates to our level of joy. And we realize that we have the ability to be as happy or as joyful as we want to be. We do. We have that ability. And it's amazing that we have that kind of power in our life, but it's just for us to realize and awaken that power within us exists. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, I'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today I've been asking, are you ready to experience real joy in your life? Are you ready to experience having real joy, having a joyful life, having a happy life, and really being part of that creation and creating that and mandating that in your life? Right before the break, I was talking about finding similar folks, finding people with similar values, so that it's no longer about defending what you believe in, but expanding on it, about having communication, about being able to express your true thoughts and feelings with other people who find what you have to say relevant, and vice versa. It's a really positive place to be in your life when you are surrounded by people who are not trying to put you down or question what you're saying, but better yet, to understand what you have to say and to understand what you're offering. That's awesome. And that even creates more of a happiness. You're not isolated, but also you begin to find that there's other people out there that have very similar values and choices. And I've realized that if you're working towards something, for example, if you have a family and you're working toward being successful in your career, and you know, maybe you like to go to church or you like to do certain things. If you find other people that have those similar thoughts and values, it's a lot easier to implement that than it is to be around a group that is either wanting the opposite or doesn't want anything about that, doesn't want to deal with any of that, all those things. And so when we find people with that similar approach and value, we begin to be able to offer suggestions. We be able to grow together, to learn from one another, to inspire each other, and to create a really cool judge-free zone where people can talk about the things that really matter in their life without fear of being persecuted. And that's a good feeling. We all need that in our life. You know, one more thing that you can begin to do, the fourth thing that you can begin to do to experience joy in your life is to forgive. To forgive people that have done you wrong. It's just part of it. You got to do it. And you got to mourn the situation. You got to overcome the situation, because a lot of the situations are not happy. We got to let it, look at it, accept it, let it go, forgive it. Forgive ourselves for being involved, and forgive the person who was doing it. Because when we hold on to that anger and resentment, it's like holding on to like a disease. It's like holding on to cancer every day. It doesn't bode well. And you know, anger itself just festers. And I know some of you might say, well, it's easier said than done to forgive some people. And I agree. It's hard. However, I don't want them to hurt me more than they already have. Does that make sense? By not forgiving them, you're holding on to all that anger, and it will cause a disease eventually. And so do you want them to hurt you in the beginning and then turn around and you get sick because of the situation? Or would you like to forgive it, let it go, move on? You don't have to respect them at all, but let go of that anger and move on, because you don't need them to hurt you any more than they already have. And that's how I see it. And that's why I say, yes, it might appear easier said than done, but in my book, I would rather overcome it and not let them hurt me anymore than to continue to hurt me into my deathbed. Right? Because that'll happen. You know, last but not least is when we are open for having a joyous life, we become more open to offering solutions, finding solutions, offering suggestions for a better life than we normally would be. And I think the reason for that is that we actually realize that we are allowed to be happy. You know, it's funny. It's like when you think that, you know, that one TV channel is all you can watch, you know, you're like, well, that's all I got. Got that one channel. I got that I Love Lucy show on. That's all I got. But then when you realize there's a ton of different channels, you don't have to watch I Love Lucy. You might not even like I Love Lucy, so you don't have to watch it. But when we think that way, because we've been brought up that way, or we've been surrounded by that in our life, that the only way that we can live is to be either upset or angry or sad, and it's a cycle. And a lot of us have been through that cycle because that's the way we were raised. But when we realize that we have the power to create our own joy, it changes everything. Oh, and by the way, one important caveat. Nobody can give you joy in your life. Nobody can make you happy in your life. Only you can. I know. Yeah. So when we look for other people in our life to do things for us, when we look at other people in our life to make us happy or to give us joy, that's just not right. Because what if they leave? They take our joy with them? Mm-hmm. Our joy and happiness has to be based on the fact of ourselves. We have to find it within, or we go without. And when we realize that in our daily life, we begin to understand that no person in our life can create that. And we realize that we owe it to ourselves to find it. And that begins by allowing ourselves to be happy. to limiting that exposure to negative, angry, disrespectful people. To finding folks with those similar values and allowing for expression instead of defense. Allowing for expansion instead of argument. To forgive people that have done us wrong. And to realize that we have to do that to move on. That holding on to that anger and resentment is only going to create more upset and disappointment in our lives. Because that's what's really true about it all, right? I mean, that's what the case is that we've already been hurt once. Why should we get hurt again based on holding on to these thoughts and these patterns and everything? Why don't we just move on? Life's too short. I talked about earlier in the hour about how, you know, somebody had done me wrong and it hurt me, but it wasn't until I finally moved past it, and it took a while, was I truly happy. Because otherwise, all I could think about was that stuff all the time, and it clouded my vision of joy and made me kind of sad, disappointed, upset about life. And I don't want to live like that. I don't think you want to live like that either. We got more to do on this planet than thinking about the past and how someone screwed us over. It's time for us to think about the future and what we want and to be in the present moment right now, presently being who we are and knowing that in this moment, right now, we can be joyous, we can be happy, and we can be free from our past issues, overcome that, and be as joy-filled as we want in our life. I hope you have a wonderful, joyous day and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in 3 shakes.